That's where we're spending this hour, is up on your roof. Talking this particular moment right now about sloped roofs. We will talk about flat roofs momentarily. But let's finish talking our way through preparing the sloped roofs for the upcoming monsoon season. We've talked about the three-tab shingle. We've talked about the concrete tile. You know, I would encourage you, if you don't currently have gutters and downspouts on, I would tell you, you need them. We want the water, or a rain harvesting system would work as well. We want the water that falls on our roof to land approximately 10 feet away from our foundation. And the reason for that has to do with a lot of the soil problems we have in the state of Arizona. And once our soil is dry, it's tremendously stable. But we have a lot of expansive soil in Arizona. And when it gets wet, it expands just like a sponge. And most of the foundation problems we see in Arizona are due to soil expansion cracking your foundation, as opposed to foundation settling. So if we can get the moisture away from our foundation, I don't even like to see landscape planters up against a house. I don't like to see lawns right up against a house. The area 5 feet out from your stem wall should be limited to concrete skirts, rock walls, low water required plants like cactus, but nothing that requires water ought to be up against your foundation. So let's get the downspouts. Now that is going to include, that then gives you a little maintenance issue you're going to have to check seasonally. Set up a step ladder, crawl up, and just do a visual inspection of those gutters and downspouts and make sure they are flowing free. With a limited amount of leaf clutter and debris in there, you can simply take a hose up the ladder with you, turn it on, and rinse them all out. If the problem's bigger than that, get in there and clean them out. Make sure they're running free. Because, boy, there's nothing that can cause problems more than a plugged-up rain gutter and rain spout where the water's backing up on top of the shingles. Then we've got some real problems. So that kind of takes you through what you can do on your own for a sloped roof. Now, for a flat roof, it's a little bit safer if you can make it up to the edge of the parapet safely with an OSHA-certified anchored ladder that allows you to hop over the top of the parapet to walk the flat roof and take a look at it. There's the asphalt roofs that you don't see so much anymore, the old three-ply built-up roofs. And those are pretty easy to troubleshoot because you look at every place that they have a roof penetration or that the tar has developed an alligator look to it or the seams have started lifting or delaminating. Those are pretty easy to troubleshoot. A foam roof can be a little bit harder, but the primary thing is make sure there's no foam exposed. The elastomeric top coating has to be absolutely continuous. No foam exposed at all. You don't want that foam exposed to the ultraviolet or the rain itself. Now, a lot of times a foam roof will develop big, large blisters. Those can be a problem too. And they're not, it would be a long process for me to explain to you how to fix those yourself. If you've got blisters in your foam roof, you're going to be much better off just getting in touch with one of the Rosie certified foam roof installers and have them come up and take care and address those simple blistered areas. You'll be in much better shape.
And sometimes that can be a sign of a poor install.
Yes.
If the roof was wet or they had any moisture that got trapped between the foam and the roof deck when the foam was being applied could be exactly, just an install error. They shouldn't. A lot of times when they're putting on a roof, they'll clean it. The cleaner your surface, the cleaner your bond. You don't want a lot of junk. So if they're scraping off an old roof, they may hose it off, power wash it off, but not let it properly dry before foaming over it. And then, that creates those blisters. So if you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Hit 1 when the auto attendant answers, and I'll put you right in the studio